What about deregulating the labor market? Well, same process. Actually, that was done by simply criminal behavior. The best review of this, I know, is in Business Week. The Reagan administration, as they point out, essentially informed the corporate world that they were not going to enforce the laws. There are laws, you know, much hated laws like the Wagner Act on that give you the right to organize, and the Reagan administration simply informed business they weren't going to enforce them. So the number of illegal firings went up by about a factor of six, and similarly across the board. They also informed business they were not going to enforce the OSHA regulations, health and safety regulations. So the number of days lost to injury and the number of injuries and so on also shot up. And in fact, that was a great way to undermine unions and the right to organize, a whole pile of policies like that, which was part of deregulating labor markets.